You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Commissioned a report on online harassment in New Zealand. The report, the results, they were disheartening, unsurprisingly, showing high levels of abuse aimed at minorities in Aotearoa. They argue current legislation has not kept up with the internet and how abuse is now happening online. I spoke with Leroy Beckett from Action Station about the report, first asking him what the main takeaways from it are.
So we've just released this report. It's called The People's Report on Online Hate, Harassment and Abuse. And we love the internet at Action Station. It's how we do our jobs. It's how we bring together communities. But we noticed that there's a lot of really toxic, damaging behaviour going on. So this report's really looking into kind of some of the darker side of the internet, saying enough's enough, we need to do something about this.
And I mean, what sort of abuse and harassment are we seeing specifically in New Zealand?
Yes, we found that everyone kind of knows that the internet's not always a pleasant place to be. What we found is that in New Zealand, online harassment's really bad, particularly racial harassment. You see 1 in 3 Māori, 1 in 5 Asian people, and 1 in 5 Pacific people have faced racial abuse and harassment online. We found that the comments, everyone knows comment sections on websites are terrible. We found comments on stuff in Facebook are particularly bad and particularly racist. We found misinformation on YouTube, conspiracy theories about Māori that are getting hundreds of thousands of views. We've just seen this again and again, all of these problems online are particularly bad for people of colour, they're particularly bad for other marginalised people, and that stacks.
And what would you like to see change to try and combat this?
So it's a really tricky problem, and no one quite has a solution yet, but we've come up with 4 recommendations that we want the government to step in and kind of say, hey, we need things to change. We think there needs to be more pressure on the platforms to remove content and remove it quicker and have the burden not be on victims. We want to reduce the reach of that harmful content, so we're not having algorithms that are rewarding people for putting up really terrible stuff. We think there needs to be a review of our comms laws. Most of our laws in New Zealand weren't designed with the internet in mind. Our Privacy Act is being reviewed at the moment. It's 25 years old. And we need to kind of recalibrate and get to the core of these problems and think about this as a societal problem. You can't just put your phone down. You can't just not read the comments. We actually have to think about how we can build a better system.
And talking about legislation, so we do have the Harmful Digital Communications Act. Yeah, what does something need to change with this act?
Yeah, so the Harmful Digital Communications Act is a really good bit of legislation, but it does have gaps. It was implemented to stop cyberbullying, kind of one-on-one stuff, and NetSafe, who are the appointed agency, do a really good job of those cases, but there are things that fall between the cracks. Say you're being targeted by a large group of trolls, you'd have to make a report against each individual one of them. If NetSafe can't track down who those people are and bring them to mediation, that doesn't work. It doesn't work if there's horrible content that's happening against your race or your culture, but not targeting an individual. There are also serious cases where mediation doesn't work, and we don't have ways to deal with defamation and the likes through the HDCA. It's good, but it's not enough.
And how much of the onus do you think is on companies to combat this rather than the government? Do you think companies are doing enough at the moment?
No, I don't think there's enough being done by the social platforms. These are some of the largest companies in the world who've grown massively and quickly with kind of the move fast and break things ideology. We've seen again and again over the past couple of years where that's really damaged society. I do think there needs to be more pressure. I think a lot of people who started these companies aren't the ones who faced the sort of abuse they didn't know it would be a problem, and now they're really struggling to find a solution.
And people often say with this sort of thing that simply you can log off and you won't get abused. Why is this not a solution?
You can't just log off. You can't just put your phone down. For most people now, the internet is their lives, their jobs, is as important to us as any other form of infrastructure. Not being online cuts off your opportunities for employment, for entertainment, for education, and also just for, you know, people's lives. You shouldn't have to put up with harassment to take part fully in society.
And some people would say that some of the recommendations you make could amount to censoring. What would you say to this criticism?
I understand that people are always cautious whenever you go in and say there needs to be more regulation in a place where the government needs to step in, and that's fair. I don't think anyone wants us to change the great parts of the internet, the freedoms that are there. But I think we make the case in here that the current system is not working, that the platforms are not doing their jobs to keep people safe online. And I think we need to take another look at that and find ways that we can ensure that every New Zealanders online are kept safe and without going too far. I think there's a clear line there between censorship and between keeping people safe online.
And how confident are you with sort of changes being made to the Privacy Act and other things? How confident are you that changes will be made that will have an impact on the levels of harassment online?
I think for a long time, social platforms were kind of given a pass over these new exciting things. And we've seen over the past couple of years this really growing concern for the impact they've had worldwide, governments stepping up to put more pressure on them to do better. So I'm pretty confident that we will move towards gone are the days of just letting them do whatever they want. I'm pretty sure we're going to move towards a better system that's safer for everyone.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.